Hi, this is a dictation for Ijal Johnson, new patient visit, IZZALJOHNSON. Date of birth is 8/9/1982. Date of service is 4/2/2026. Date of accident is February 11, 2026. And the patient is here for a new patient visit. Today he was involved in an automobile accident. And he presents with a history of chief complaint, pain in the lower back, pain in the right knee. Pain in his neck, face, lower back. The patient attributes these symptoms to the automobile accident which happened on 2/11/2026 at 4:30 a.m. as follows. The patient was traveling in a Hertz H-A-R-T like Tom Z car rental as a restaurant driver. No one else was there in the vehicle. He was driving a Trailblazer, B-L-A-Z-E-R, made by Chevy. The patient was traveling on Connor, C-O-N-N-E-R, and Gratiot, G-R-A-T-I-O-T, in Detroit. And he hit a pothole and all the airbag opened up and he banged his face into the steering wheel. Patient reports that his right tire and the axle on the right side was completely broken. Rim and the fender was broken. Car was not total though, but he did not drive it. He did not go to emergency room. Regarding the injury, he injured his head by hitting into the left window. Airbag also hit into his head on the left side and the left shoulder. His right knee hit into the steering wheel and dashboard, and there was no bleeding, no laceration or fractures. Patient also reported that he had no other vehicle that was involved. He was traveling at 35-40 miles an hour, and he was restrained. Airbags did deploy, all of them. There was no loss of consciousness. No, it was not a hit and run accident. Police did not come to the scene, and ambulance did not come to the scene. He seeked a medical care and urgent care after 1 week in Southfield. No x-rays, no blood test was done, no medications were provided. He was just examined and sent home. History of presenting illness regarding the head, there is no headaches. There is a slight dizziness, no vertigo. There is no history of loss of consciousness, seizures, no loss of memory or forgetfulness, no ringing in the ear, no loss of balance, no loss of equilibrium, no vision problem like blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field, and no other issues are reported. The patient has reported difficulty in walking and some moderate anxiety, sleep disturbance, denies any sedal anesthesia, denies any depression, panic, incontinence of the urine bowel, tingling, lethargy, numbness, lightheadedness. Patient has developed pain in the right knee consistently and making it difficult to walk. It is mostly deep inside. And pain level is 4 to 5. And he has a difficult time going upstairs or downstairs. But he can walk reasonably okay. And he can stand for a few hours and sit also for a few hours. But climbing the stairs is the most difficult. He has a pain in both the shoulders to the tune of 4 to 5 with difficulty in raising the arm beyond 90 degrees. He has a difficult time bending down and Lower back pain is reported between 2 and 3, is not radiating. And other than that, there are no issues. No, patient is not having any motor weakness of the arms. He's not dropped any phone or dinner plates. His pain is several times a week and is described as throbbing, aching, and heavy. And highest pain intensity is 4 to 6, lowest is 3. Overall, 4 is the intensity usually. ADLs are affected 4. The patient report that pain improves actually on bending and is worsened by standing, walking, and driving. No X-rays, MRIs have been done. And patient denies any numbness, tingling, pins, or needle in upper or lower extremities. No muscle weakness is reported. No bladder bowel incontinence is reported. So far, patient has had no treatment except one massage. And please review the record for system review. Letter being scanned. Past surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, legal. And personal history. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 161/94, pulse is 48, pulse ox not taken, weight is 216, height is 6 feet 1 inch. 43-year-old gentleman, Izzal Johnson, Izzal Johnson, is here for physical examination. He is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. There is no cyanosis, jaundice, clubbing, choleonychia. Hydration is good. Patient is able to ambulate without any antalgic gait, but some pain is reported on walking in the right knee. There is no acute distress. Observed no shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. He has a good attitude, demeanor, and sitting comfortably. He is well-built, well-nourished, not using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological, psychiatric, and examination. Musculature examination is also completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination and inspection, well, patient do not reveal any pathology. Completely normal. Use the template, please. Spine tenderness, none is found. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity, none. In the cervical spine, range of motion is a forward flexion 60, extension is 60, and the bilateral side flexion is 25 and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion 20, and extension is bilateral rotation is 20. And in the cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. Purling sign and Lerma test are positive. Distraction test was negative, so all tests is negative. Thoracic spine, Bruce test and Slump test negative. In lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernig test was positive. Oh, sorry, Brudzinski-Kernig test is negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 35 degrees. PLR is positive. Rigor test, CAM test, and Babinski sign are negative. SI joints, minimal tenderness is noticed in the bilateral SI joints. And iliac compression test, distraction test, marshalling test are negative. Transient test is positive and Faber test is positive bilaterally. Extremities examination, both the shoulders are examined and it is discovered that the shoulder appear to be completely normal on inspection, no swelling or contusion or laceration. On palpation, there is no fracture, dislocation, and no contusion, no tender spot. In the range of motions are limited to 90 degrees bilaterally, and the maximum abduction on active motion. Passive motion is completely normal. Muscle strength is normal. Special tests are conducted for rotator cuff injury. And on the right shoulder, there is a positive Hawken-Kennedy test, positive empty beer can test, positive neuro test, speed test, as well as anterior-posterior apprehension test. On the left side of the shoulder, there is no, the Hawken-Kennedy test is negative, speed test, neuro test is negative, empty beer can test is negative, anterior-posterior apprehension test is negative. Distally, hand and wrist examination did not reveal any major pathology. The carpal tunnel testing is negative. Motor strength is normal and peripheral pulse is normal. Lower extremities, hip joint is completely normal. Right knee joint is examined and it is found it is tender at the deep inside and no swelling, fractures are noticed. No effusion. Minimal tenderness is noticed, peripatellar. And there's no asymmetry, it doesn't feel warm or cold. Minimal crepitus and grinding noise is felt. Range of motions are normal at 135 of flexion. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. Macmorris Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension test is negative. Diagnosis, please review the diagnosis page that is being included. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is referred for physical therapy to begin 3 times a week for the affected area, which include the both shoulders, right knee, and lower back. Medications, patient refused to take any medication. He is taking some Advil at home and he didn't need any pain medication. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, none. Interventional pain procedures, none are being required. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation, not required. And attended care and caseworker is not required. Past medical records are none available. Investigation, none are being ordered. DME, patient is ordered a right knee brace and a lower back brace. Education is yes. Disability has been ordered. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.